Hey everyone, it's Swell again. I don't know if rambles are... I feel like if I put out too many rambles, then it will kind of dilute the actual pieces that I want to put out. But on the other hand, I'm only putting my rambles on my subreddit. So I feel kind of justified to do it because, you know, I'm the one who runs it. I don't know if you can hear right now, but my voice is pretty hoarse. some friends and I, we went to a drag show just now. And, you know, took a couple shots, got a little tipsy. I'm just about to drive home. I'm okay to drive, I promise. And therefore, I think tonight's slightly tipsy ramble is going to be about the side effects of consuming alcohol and having fun and staying up late nights and things like that. So I'm going to pause this audio for a hot second, drive home, and then continue with the ramble. Hold on a second. So the first thing that I wanted to say, actually I can't really form thoughts coherently. What did I want to say? Yes, the first thing I wanted to say is that alcohol can be great. I would say my tolerance, it used to be like medium, but it has since fallen to maybe light to medium. My liver definitely says no to a lot more types of alcohol nowadays, and so I mainly stick to beer. So if you guys have any recommendations, I definitely am growing more and more into becoming a beer snob. So I would really appreciate any types of recommendations that you have. Unfortunately, the apartment that I'm in right now is pretty small, so I can't start home brewing, but I would really, really like to try. Okay. The night sky is pretty clear. I can see Orion, which is the only constellation that I know. Maybe I know Cassiopeia, which is the W-looking thing. And then we have the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. But I don't really see it all that often. I think with the night sky that I grew up with, I am pretty used to seeing Orion's belt. And then, what is it? His two arms and legs. I think there's actually one more star in that constellation. I'm winded from coming up the stairs, guys. I'm useless. Oh my god. I'm so hoarse. But, I don't know if you guys go clubbing. I'm a pretty, how do I say it? I would like to call myself a pretty conservative clubber. Like, I enjoy, imbibing in some, indulging, in some form of alcohol, but I never let it go too far. I think the story of which I drank too much one night and puked. It was like the first and last time, and I felt so shitty. Oh my god. Yeah, I feel like that's something that people do during undergrad, and they either get over it and they keep doing it, or they're like, never again. So I was of the latter part, definitely. Oh man, I think I had like alcohol toxicity that night. Anyways, so moral of the story is, don't drink too much alcohol. Drink as much as it's fun, but don't drink to the point where you will regret your life the next day. And don't use it as a form of escapism. Yeah. Woo. I don't know how old you all are. I hope it doesn't sound like I'm lecturing. I'm trying not to sound like that. But just sharing my thoughts on a Friday night. And I know that I've shared how I feel about late nights, you know, the idea that there are certain things that appear during the night that don't come out in the daytime. And I think, oh gosh, sorry guys, I didn't mute my notifications. I'm gonna do that right now. Shut up, phone. I hope that wasn't too loud on your ears. I hope my voice isn't too, like, grating right now, because it's very, like, I lost my train of thought again. If you're anxious, I would say maybe don't go clubbing. It's, you know, it's a lot of, like, there's something appealing about it. There's something about being within a crowd, you know, and all these faces are people you probably won't see again. There's a lot of, like, dry ice in the room, so that everything's hazy. And then on top of that, you have strobe lights flashing, so you can't see easily. Your head may or may not be spinning due to the alcohol you've consumed. And so it creates this kind of, like, ethereal atmosphere, I feel like, that you can easily get lost in. And I understand why people might go to raves. I've never really been to a rave. I don't know if I want to, just because of their reputation with drugs. Not that I'm against people who take drugs. I wouldn't for myself. And I feel like drugs are a big part of rave culture. That's another conversation for another time.
I feel like what, you know, what a club environment produces is, how should I say this? It's a place where you can lose yourself. You can almost lose yourself.
Well, if you let yourself be lost, that's kind of strange phrasing, but bear with me here. If you let yourself be lost, I think it's definitely an environment where that can happen. You can let yourself go as much as you want to. And part of the danger with that is that some people might let themselves go a little too far. You know what they say. Everything in moderation, right? Oh, I do have to say one of the things a grievance? Something that I bemoan is, you know, there are so many songs about, like, meeting someone really hot, you know, sexually attractive in a club, and there just being all of this chemistry between you and this other person. Like, I don't know whether it's about the ass or, like, the curves or the way you move your booty on the floor. Like, I don't consider myself a bad dancer. I don't consider myself a dancer by any means, but I don't think I'm that bad. I at least know where the beat is, and oh, my voice cracked there. I know where the beat is, which is nice. I can at least claim that little bit of prowess on the dance floor. What was I going for? I know that it's wrong. You know, like, you shouldn't crave this. You shouldn't yearn for some stranger to come up behind you and start grinding on your ass on the dance floor because, like, oh my gosh, so uncouth and how rude, and you didn't ask permission, you know, like, consent and all that shit. I don't mean to downplay consent. Consent's very important. Always ask for consent. But sometimes, I have to admit, you know, with the haze of alcohol and the strobe lights and the music that's so loud you can't hear yourself, sometimes I feel like that allows a little bit of wiggle room for someone to come in and wiggle against you, you know what I mean? I've seen this happen. Whether it's to friends or just various people in the dance floor. And occasionally I feel like every time if I've ingested a little alcohol, I find myself wishing a little bit, just maybe a little more than a little bit, that someone would come and do that to me. And then we'd both play along the excuse of, we'd use this excuse of being intoxicated to get closer to each other. Intoxicated, but not enough to the point where we would make decisions that we'd regret the next day, you know. So we'd still be able to, I don't know, practice safe sex and give consent and whatever.
But this has never happened. It's never happened. And I wonder about the people who drink for fun, or they drink to forget their sorrows. Because, well, yes, on one hand it's fun. I feel like it allows you to be uninhibited. But on the other hand, at least what I develop is just this acute awareness of everything around me. Maybe my motor functions aren't that great, but I know the voice. My internal consciousness, my voice is definitely, it's very much alive. And it's very much horny. It's either horny or, as the night wears on, hungry. I think there, I never drink to the point where I lose all my senses. And so I hesitate. On one hand, it's such a hot fantasy of mine. The thought of someone coming behind me and just groping me and grinding against me and touching me and backing me into a corner where we can make out. And just enjoy the feeling of skin against skin. But on the other hand, I want a connection. I want something that's deeper. I want to be able to pour out all of my secrets. And knowing that maybe he won't remember them. Maybe she won't remember them. Maybe I won't even remember having said them. Alcohol is dangerous. That's all I can say. It's very, very dangerous. And I enjoy it. But definitely not in excess. The drag show was really, really good. Oh gosh, I'm like knocking everything over. The drag show was really good. Well, I guess I'll just touch a little bit on drag culture if you're not familiar with it. You know, it's definitely developed. It's not a resurgence, but a surgence. A surge, there we go. A surge in popularity. And I'm really glad. I feel like this, you know, this whole idea of drag queens. I haven't seen as many drag kings, but hopefully they're up and coming. But the idea of the drag queen, well, first of all, it's typically a gay man, right? And it's almost as if, and I'm not an expert on drag culture. I have to give that disclaimer first. But what I really, really respect about it is that it literally gives absolutely zero fucks. There's no filter. You know, it's very, people are just so open with their sexuality. And it can be considered offensive to some, you know, like, don't talk about that in public, you know, what, that's so indecent. But I feel like you have to understand the nature of drag and where it comes from, right? Like this, the LGBTQ community in and of itself, it's already a taboo. And so for them to act that way and be so open and you know, be so extra, you know, and occasionally like melodramatic, I feel like that's their way of reclaiming who they are. It's their way of standing firm against mainstream society, against everyone and everything that's pushing against them and telling them to not be what they'd like to be, you know, and keeping them from expressing themselves. I feel like everything about drag is just
It's expressing who you are, and it's embracing that freedom of being able to just be yourself. That's what I really respect, you know. And this idea, this persona of being a drag queen, right? Like, from day-to-day life, maybe you're just this dude. You're just this gay, you're like a gay man or whatever. I don't want to say or whatever. You're a gay man, and you're living your life, and you're encountering these prejudices against you. And within the world of drag, this kind of touches upon just any type of performance on stage, right? You can become someone else, but that someone else, it's different from you, but at the same time, it can be more of who you want to be. It's a combination of who you want to be, who you wish to be, and like also who you really are. Like, because if you don't have that inside of you in the first place, then how are you going to, I don't think it's possible to portray that, you know, to put, project it out onto stage in front of an audience and also have them like enraptured by your stage presence. I think that's the enchanting part of performing on stage, is that you can put out a persona that you want, and at the same time it proves that you're capable of doing it. I think that's what's really beautiful about it. You know, with drag shows, with any type of performance, you know, on Broadway, on the big screen, on the silver screen, orchestral performances, like, it's putting yourself out there, and that's what I really enjoy about watching a show. Where was I going with that? that's the main point, I think, that I wanted to make about drag culture, you know. And so I really, really enjoy going to these types of counterculture shows, and I enjoy seeing what sprouts in the soil when it's already been treated and cultured for a type of plant, and yet you have all these other beautiful, beautiful things growing from the same nutrients, you know. That's not a very complete metaphor, I apologize. It's not a complete metaphor, but it is still a metaphor. Now I'm just rambling. I think that's all I wanted to say. Oh, goodness gracious. I feel like a floppy duck. Yeah, I think that is all I wanted to say. So, thanks for listening. This was Swell's Tipsy Rant with a hoarse as fuck voice. All right, good night. Signing out.